Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station. Patriots Friday on WEEI is presented by Toyota, Cross Insurance, Pepsi, Shaw's and Star Market, findmassmoney.gov, and by McFarlane Energy. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
It's 5 o'clock on Halloween, so I'm guessing the early trick-or-treaters are getting underway as we speak, Fitzy, right? This is the early crew?
Yeah, we've already had several here at the... At the Fitzatorium, the do not ring the doorbell sign is clearly indicated on the front, which means I'm sure it'll be going off 100 times. By the way, I hope everyone else's towns around New England where there's just been these massive gusts of wind are okay. There are trees down. There's power lines down. I see people's ornaments, decorations, scarecrows, and skeletons all over the place in town right now.
And now kids are going to have to, like, hold their hats and face masks and whatever the hell else they got for their costume. Fitzy, we didn't ask you. What is Shea Fitzy giving out tonight?
Shea Fitzy has a giant bowl of Twix, M&M's, Starburst, the kids love, the Airheads, and Rice Krispie Treats. Full
Ooh,
size.
Nice.
I like Rice Krispie Treats.
It's
Rice Krispie Treats rich.
They had a sale at BJ's rich mofo.
Okay. All right. Do you get a lot of kids? Is this a active night?
Our neighborhood looks kind of like a movie set. It's like it's an idyllic little very party-centric neighborhood. We average about 500 pieces of candy every year.
All right. It's 5:06:52. It's time for the drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
So we are heading towards the Tuesday NFL trade deadline. Patriots have unloaded Kyle Duggar. They've unloaded Keon White, although he's still doing commercials on our station. I hear his voice occasionally in my speakers here.
Awkward.
But Josh McDaniel spoke to the media yesterday, and we've debated it. We played the pump and dump game the other day and that whole thing, and we've talked about target positions of need for this team. And the priorities may have changed this week, if you're paying attention, because Ramondre Stevenson did not practice on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday. Ramondre Stevenson is not going to play on Sunday. He has this toe injury. He is out. That means that we will see, I think, Travion Henderson more and Terrell Jennings, who has been promoted from the practice squad to the big boy 53-man roster, is probably also going to see a share of the workload against a bad Falcons run defense. But yesterday at his press conference at Gillette Stadium, Josh McDaniels was asked, do they have enough? Do they have the answers at the running back position? Or would he be looking for the team to maybe help him out a little something-something at the trade deadline?
Well, I think we have all the answers we need. Look, once the training camp starts and you don't count on anything outside of what you have in the locker room, and you really don't need anything outside of what you have, and we spend all of the time, you know, we have trying to figure out how to put our players that are here in great positions. The guys know exactly how we want to try to play. I think there's still a lot of improvements to be made for us. I know that's what we're focused on, and we have the guys.
Ted Johnson, do they have the guys at running back? Do they have the guys to get through this? Do they have enough horses?
Yep.
Are they ready to ride?
Yeah, they got enough. They got enough. You can manage this game around maybe those concerns. You can max protect in certain situations. You can get the ball out fast. You don't even ask those guys to help block. Mm-hmm. If you're worried about blitz pickup, get them into the routes fast. I think you make it kind of a committee deal. You kind of rotate guys through, see who's got the hot hand, see who you think is having the best day, and then kind of settle on them. But I think with the quarterback that you have, it can mask issues that you might have there and concerns. So if you're worried, just don't get in a lot of third and long situations where you're counting on these guys to be blitz pickup guys. So keep it down a distance short on third down, and that'll help your cause.
So, Fitzy, what are we expecting in the backfield breakdown this week? Because Mike Giardi kind of insinuated, hinted at Terrell Jennings maybe being the lead back, the early downs type back, and that Travion Henderson would be more the change of pace guy. Are you expecting, could we get, I'm going to throw a number out there, could we see 55.5 yards rushing from Terrell Jennings, over or under?
Oh, boy, that's a good one. I'm going to go under, but not by much. I think 12 for 49 would be a great stat line. Give me 4 yards and a cloud of first downs. That's more than good enough. I still say they open with Travion, but as time goes on, you don't see him with a 20-carry day. But if they're going to try to run the ball 30 times, could I see 15 for Travion, 12 or so for Terrell Jennings, and then, I don't know, maybe like 5 carries for Drake?
I mean, if teams were smart, Fitzy, and Andy, I would protect against the deep ball. I would be keeping guys back. I wouldn't be, piling up, putting 8-man boxes down there. I would like to think the Patriots can take advantage of what I would think at this point in the season, when they see how brilliant Drake is. It's like, hey, we need 2 safeties back. We need to play more cover 4 and not worry about the run as much. And then that might open things up for these guys.
Yeah, so I need to be consistent. I'm a little dubious of Terrell Jennings. The couple flashes we've seen, I've actually liked. Late in games, there's been a couple runs where it's like, oh, he picked up 6 yards or whatever. And he kind of finished the run, lowered his shoulder into a linebacker. But he is just sort of a practice squad call-up. You never really know what you're going to get. But you're right, Ted, if the Falcons, A, have a bad run defense, and B, are not playing 8 in the box and are saying, you know what, Drake, we're not letting you get over the top. Mm-hmm. We'll see what these young running backs can do to us. Maybe there's some opportunities there, and then it goes from there.
And the running game is heating up, guys, right? So they've had a couple
I say
the offensive line's doing a better job of pushing guys off the line of scrimmage more.
Well, Josh told us, Fitzy, relax, time on task. We need reps in practice. We need live contact reps. Yep. We'll get there. Are they getting there?
And as far as the reps go, hell yeah, they are. And
in terms of the production, are they getting there in terms of a
much better
tangible run game that we can count on?
If they build on last week, yes. What did they have last week? Like 180 yards total. Like, that's rock solid. That's really good. And if Drake's responsible for a quarter of that, that's fine by me as well. If they can get up to, I'm going to set it, Andy, at 140 and up. If they have 140 yards or up this week against the Falcons, time of possession is like 36-24 Patriots. I think the time has been very well spent on task.
If they get above a 140, I think it means Travion Henderson has recorded their first 30-yard run or whatever that stat we were talking about earlier. They hit a big one in there at some point. And I don't rule that out. His confidence, I'll be interested to see what he looks like. It looked like he built a little confidence as that game wore on. I'll be interested to see if that makes the leap to this week and against the Falcons. Mike Giardi talked to us. And as we always do when we have our guests, we ask them to predict the game. Like, Razor was lukewarm that the Bruins were going to win last night. But, hey, he was right. The Bruins won, so he looks like a genius. He got it right. So I asked Mike Giardi, are the Patriots going to beat the Falcons? What are his predictions for this game? And he had an interesting answer.
This is the most perplexing opponent they played because, like I said, I think there's a lot of talent on that team. And every once in a while, they show it. They tended not to travel well. So unless Raheem Morris can convince them that their season is on the line, which, when you look at the records, like, if you really want to be a playoff team, probably need to get it going, then I don't, you know, I think the Patriots are confident but not overconfident. And I think they're going to keep rolling this weekend.
So the weirdest game, the most challenging game to pick. Do we agree with that? Are we feeling weird? Because we had some people say it was going to be a glorified walkthrough for the Patriots.
I don't feel as confident. I don't. I'm a little bit nervous. I mean, they have, you know, they have some good wins. They beat Buffalo. They beat Minnesota. They've beaten the Commanders. And they've also got drilled by the Dolphins and the Panthers. So it is kind of a weird team. You don't know what you're getting. I mean, they rank seventh in yards per game, but yet they're 23rd in DVOA, which is a little bit misleading. I mean, they have they're 2-3, and they have the best pass defense in the league. They only give up 150 yards per game. So there's some things on their team where you go, okay, you know, if things fall the right way, they could make this an interesting game.
You're looking for a tough one to pick, Andy. This weekend, the card has. I know last Sunday was blowout Sunday, but this week, I mean, Bears, Bengals, tight one. These are a bunch of 2.5-point games. Broncos, Texans, that's a card coin flip. Jags, Raiders, and also Chiefs, our annual Chiefs-Bills game, which everyone's looking forward to.
Yeah, I was, and then I found out I'll be doing the sixth-ring post-game show with some guy on the radio. Do you know that game's on during our show? I might be a little distracted, Fitzy, during that.
Oh, cool.
I might have to have the second screen. That's a good game. Like,
it's a phenomenal game.
Why is that not a night game? Why
I don't know,
not...
Ted, call in early. So to help us out.
And then you just talk amongst yourself while we watch the football game. We also had our weekly chat with Jeremy Springer, and he told us a lot of different things. He's very much upbeat, not surprisingly, on Marcus Jones and what he brings to the table. But then I kind of made a mistake. I started to ask Jeremy Springer about Halloween, whether he was wearing a costume.
You walked into that one a little bit.
Yeah, I did. Whether he went to... they've had parties before. The linemen are having freaking hibachi dinners with sake on Thursday night. So I didn't know if maybe the special teams coach could get to a Halloween party. So I asked him, and he responded. Dressing up tonight? Did you dress up last night? What do you got a costume?
You know what? To ask that question in the middle of football season, do you think I really was at a party last night when I'm watching the Atlanta Falcons Thursday night? You think that I was doing it?
I was hoping.
It's football season, man.
You're like watching Ravens Dolphins on Amazon Prime, scouting two future opponents while also crushing down film on the Falcons. I got you.
That's exactly right, man.
Eating candy corn. Good Lord.
I hope everyone else has I'm eating candy corn in my office. And I hope everyone else is having a good time.
It's a good question. Good question.
It was a great question.
No doubt.
Bill Belichick can go to a Halloween party with Randy Moss and dress up as a freaking pirate with his former girlfriend,
odd little things about that that story is I couldn't believe he did, and I was so like, really? Now all of a sudden he's Mr. Players coach and hanging out with the players now.
He was a star bleeper.
Here's something
if you'd asked him, he would have said no. Randy Moss asked him.
Oh, is that okay?
Andy, here's something you just can't let your mind's eye unsee if you imagine it. When Belichick went to that party famously as NFL Films followed he and Randy Moss around in 2009, Jordan was 8.
Oh, gross. Why did you bring that up? Yikes.
I thought Ted was the one that bashes Bill. Bill.
I thought that was a Linda kind of thing. I thought she was getting him to be more.
I think she was, but yeah. I think she, if I remember the story, she may have even asked Randy to ask him.
Okay.
I don't know. There was I think there was some shenanigans going on to get him to do, but he did it.
He did it.
And I didn't know if maybe Jeremy Springer had some hay in the barn kind of week, and he's like, we'll be fine against the Falcons. Although, as you pointed out, they might want to brush up their punt coverage unit work a little bit.
Yeah, boy, that question. I was wondering how he was going to handle it. He handled it perfectly.
He did.
He's like, yeah, we got to get better at it.
Absolutely.
He's great.
But they average 16 yards per return, which is worse than NFL. So, we got to highlight the kind of the bad things that, when it comes to playoffs and this team going far, we'll probably, rear its ugly head if they don't take care of them.
But in the midst of that, Fitzy, or it may have been in a separate answer, I did find it interesting when he basically talked about the thing that we talk about, that Drake May, the tide lifts all boats. Like, yeah, we're special teams, but we're okay not punting. We're okay watching from the side. We're okay with you scoring points. We're we're doing everything with a lead kind of thing.
Yeah, the best player technically on their special teams doesn't play special teams because it keeps the ball out of the opponent's hands and away from their special teams. So that Bryce Behringer, and he had a great answer about joking with Behringer on the sidelines and let him know, like, you know, blank happens, but you gotta. I'm glad you did it now so that you don't do it in a game that matters later in the season or the playoffs. But yeah, Drake Mays and Ted, he also said that the sort of energy, the aura, and the confidence that Drake May has now picked up, that emotional steam train that he's riding right now, is affecting the team in a positive way.
Of course it will. I mean, I tell the story of what?
I'm waiting for the story. No, I'm waiting.
No, I mean, Tom Brady's taking a nap before the Super Bowl in 2001. And he's got a towel over his face, and I'm like, oh, we got this game. Yeah. There's something about seeing a cool, calm, relaxed, vibing quarterback that just has confidence, that just gives everyone else confidence.
You know the funny part of that story, though, like that I like the details of the way you guys won? Wasn't it like Brady had like 80 yards passing until the final drive or something like that? And then he goes out there and marches down the field and boom, we kick the field goal. But like it was supposed to happen, but we didn't really dominate. It looked like we were going to dominate, and then it didn't quite turn. Then all of a sudden the Rams came back and you're in a little bit of a dogfight. But it got to the...
He delivered when he needed to.
Absolutely. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. We got a Scott in Weymouth's been holding on for a while. What's up, Scott?
Hey, what's up, guys? How we doing?
Good.
Happy Halloween. Although I always feel weird saying happy Halloween. It's not a holiday in my eyes, but put that aside. Whole other conversation. I call a little off topic here about Jeremy Swayman. You're hearing the buzz at my buddies. We all hearing it about him. I said it. It might have been on this show or a show on EI a year ago or whenever they were in negotiations. You never splurge on a goalie. Why? Because the position is The position is overvalued anyway. Unless you're dealing with Patrick Roy or Ken Dryden, it's way overspent. I'll leave you with this. Tell me what you think of this. If you shuffled all the goalies in the NHL, hit shuffle in midseason. So now the Bruins goalie plays for whoever, Philly plays for LA, Edmonton, blah, blah, blah. It really wouldn't affect the team's winning percentage.
Thanks for the call, Scott. Dan Ball, I would like you're our hockey guy. You're the puck head in the room. If you shuffle played the goalies, would it affect winning percentage?
Of course it would. Are you kidding me?
Don't yell at me. Yell at Scott.
I am yelling at Scott through you and Ted and Fitzy. What are you talking about? There's a hierarchy. Players, that's the same in any sport ever. Certain players are better than other players. Mm-hmm. Certain are capable of winning bigger games as the pressure starts to mount, Fitzy, and others wilt under pressure. That's something you got to take into account.
Yeah, who right now, honestly, straight up, is considered the best goalie in hockey?
I think it's Connor Hellebuck of the Winnipeg Jets. Vasilevsky of Tampa's had a really great career. Yep. Jake Oettinger, the American kid who's probably going to start for the Americans in the Olympics, is great, but I'd probably give Hellebuck the nod. So, yeah, if you added Connor Hellebuck to the Boston Bruins, they'd win more games than Korpisalo. I hate to break the news here on the show. I don't get the point he was trying to make.
It was interesting that Scott from Weymouth treated goaltenders like running backs in the NFL. Because there are people that say, don't spend on running backs. You know, they're a dime a dozen. You can find a Ben Jarvis Green Ellis or a Terrell Jennings around every corner.
Anybody who watched the 2019 Stanley Cup between Boston and St. Louis can't say that goaltending is just, roll the dice. Whoever you throw in there, it doesn't matter. The only reason the Bruins aren't at least two-time champions in this era is because of Jordan Binnington.
How about that?
Son of a boy.
Hey, do you think Jeremy was benched? Or do you think that it was just... Corpse got a second try because it was his turn, or I think it was almost like a benching.
Yeah.
Jeremy Swayman.
I think the first one against the Islanders was because it's a lesser opponent, offense isn't great, so you know they want to make sure they manage the workload. Last night was absolutely a benching because Korpisalo was playing better.
I turned on the game last night and it was like shots on goal. The Bruins had like 19, and who'd they play last night?
Buffalo.
Sabres had like 40. Yeah. I mean, it was 40 shots on goal to the Bruins 19. I was like, oh my God.
Well, right out the gates, it was like 6-0, including a power play where the Bruins didn't get a shot off. They had a power play where they didn't get a shot off, and they were being outshot 6-8, 10-0, whatever it was.
That goal that they scored in the Bruins zone to score tie it up, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, we lose the faceoff, ding, ding, boom, score. Like, it was like the Keystone Cops out there, man.
Yeah, it's amazing how many times the Bruins have given up goals where you go, wow, so that was NHL against NHL or NHL against junior hockey?
Real quick, because they're playing a new defense than they used to play more zone. Now it's more of a man zone hybrid.
Yeah.
Do you think that's got them all befuddled?
Yeah, very much so. I just don't think that you have to have players with a lot of foot speed in order to just keep up with your assignments. And it's kind of like if you send two wide receivers on crossers, same thing. If you send two forwards at the defenders but send them past each other, it creates two on one.
So you got to banjo it.
Yep.
You got to banjo it. If you don't banjo it, somebody's going to get beat and we're all screwed. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, speaking of us all being screwed, it's time for our pick six segment. Where we have never won. We're close. We've had some 5-1 weeks, but we're looking to get over the hump. I think this is the week. Our pick six up next here on WEEI. But first, and for the final time today and this week, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Patriots return to the practice field this morning. New England hosts the Atlanta Falcons this Sunday at 1 o'clock. The Patriots are 6-2 and currently hold the second seed in the AFC. The Falcons, meanwhile, are 3-4 and sit in 11th in the NFC entering Week 9. Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel confirmed earlier today that running back Ramondre Stevenson is out for Sunday's game as he continues to deal with a toe injury. Five players were listed on Thursday's injury report as full participants. That's Christian Barmore, Garrett Bradbury, Stephon Diggs, Morgan Moses, and Kyrus Tonga. None of them have an injury designation for Sunday's game. On the other side of the field, ESPN's Adam Schefter has confirmed that Michael Penix Jr. and Drake London are both good to go on Sunday. The Bruins beat the Buffalo Sabres 4-3 in overtime last night at TD Garden. Marat Khuznadinov scored the game-winning goal in the extra frame. Jonas Korpisalo made 37 saves and net, the most he's had in the game as a member of the Bruins. Boston has now won three of their last four. They host the Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow at 1 o'clock. The Celtics visit the Philadelphia 76ers tonight. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Boston has won two in a row. Philly, meanwhile, is a perfect 4-0 on the season so far. Boston College Hockey lost to Northeastern last night at Conti Forum. The two teams match up again tonight at Matthews Arena. Puck drop is at 7 p.m. Coverage on WEEI 8:50 a.m. begins at 6:45. Boston College football hosts number 12 Notre Dame tomorrow afternoon at Alumni Stadium. Kickoff is at 3:30. Coverage on WEEI begins at 3 p.m. And finally, Game 6 of the World Series is tonight as the Blue Jays take on the Dodgers. Toronto leads the series 3-2. First pitch is tonight at 8 o'clock. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, Kevin Gausman, the pitching matchup there. Coverage on WEEI begins at 7 p.m. In the spirit of Halloween, Awaken 180 is offering free consultations all month long, so you better work quickly. It's scary how easy losing weight can be. Find out if Awaken 180 is right for you and for free. Call to book your free Awaken 180 consultation at 844-346-1800. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons, Halloween night. Starting to get dark out there. Our freaks are coming out.
I'm kind of glad that it's about to come and go because my neighborhood kind of goes nuts with Halloween decorations. And it's like, okay, I've seen enough large skeletons.
You don't like those?
And witches. Yeah, I do, but not for like 2 months.
So are you fine when you drive past Andy's house? So Andy does the most insane Halloween house you've seen in your neighborhood.
Is Andy?
Andy does that, but it's Christmas.
Yeah, I don't do Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Christmas, yep.
Last year I bought a, how tall was it?
It was like, feet? Yeah, it was like 20 feet.
I bought a 15-foot tall abominable snowman from Rudolph.
Yeah.
Inflatable. It was, even my wife hated it.
Did you put like a light up on, like, shot?
No, it lit up. Oh, it lit up on its own until I left it out in a windstorm and it tore up. Thankfully, I got my mom back.
I do like a house that does, you know, Christmas decorations with a serious kind of.
We have a 15-foot tall scarecrow in front of our house and it almost blew over today, and I had to catch it. That was not an easy. That wasn't an easy grab.
I do like the scarecrow. I like to have it out there in your.
I actually like the uptick. This has been in the last few years. There's been a big uptick in the Halloween decorations. Those skeletons, the big tall things.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like those didn't exist like I think 5 years ago.
I feel like this area of the country shows out for Halloween more than any other.
Let's
place.
Let's go. Well, it's Salem. You got Salem true. So you get kind of that feel next door. Speaking of feel, hopefully we have a feel for winning. Because have we put Ted Johnson's shirt on Twitch yet?
We'll get there.
Okay, because Ted Johnson, who has lots of rules for games and competitions, one of those rules is apparently not victory laps before the game is over. I don't know that he's ever seen the tortoise and the hare and learned from it.
One of my favorite examples to use with my kids.
I don't think you paid attention based on the shirt you're wearing.
You know what I've decided to do is just enjoy the ride. I don't want to play humble. I just want to enjoy it as it comes. And so far right now, I'm doing pretty good at this contest.
All right, so before we get into the records and the victory laps, it's time for the pick six.
A pick six! He's picked! Touchdown on a pick six. Jones with the pick six.
And he flips the game!
All right, we've had two very good weeks here on WEEI Afternoons. I hate to break it to you, gentlemen, but we are within two wins of being 500 at 23-25 overall. Now, Ted Johnson, you have made a wardrobe change during the commercial break.
Yeah.
If you could stand up for our Twitch and YouTube viewers.
Where's his one shot?
To show off, the one shot is there. 7-1, it says on the bottom, I sure can pick 'em. And now, yes, does that violate multiple different Quiz with Stiz rules?
Yes.
Yes, but
is that a Gucci shirt or is that Versace?
Target has, they sell 4 packs and 3 packs. Like, can we just get one? No. So I had to buy two shirts today.
Wait, you got to buy 20 cigarettes. You can't buy a 5-pack you can over in Europe.
But I thought you might buy the pack so you could have an 8-in-1 shirt, a 9-in-1 shirt, a 10-in-1 shirt. Are you lacking in confidence?
No. I just, this is a one-time deal. I just feel like, you know, it's just rubbing your face in. It just gets gratuitous after a while.
It is going to be pretty funny when you try to shape that 7 into an 8 and then into a 9, and then it kind of keeps going. But, yeah, Teddy's leading the way at 7-1. Me and Stiz are both at 4-4. Fitzy and Brian, 3-5. Andy Hart.
Where am I?
2-6.
Attaboy.
But
I'm only
one bag of six, Hart.
I'm only one game back, you know. Starts this week, one week at a time. Yep. I'm like the Ravens. Starts this week, baby. I'm still going to win the division.
There you go. Andy Hart, Lamar Jackson. I think the same thing when I see the two of them. But now we make our picks every single week here on the Pick 6. We'll put we're picking against the spread, 6 different games. The Andy Hart Bank Account Memorial 6-Way Parlay this week at plus 4884. 4884 are the odds for a parlay that begins with Andy Hart's pick. And what is that?
So I am going with the Jags at the Raiders, minus 2.5 points for Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville is a decent football team. I don't think the Raiders are a very good football team. Now, I made this pick before I knew they were moving Travis Hunter from the missed time at practice to IR list. But I still think Brian Thomas is ready for a big day. I still think the Jags are the better football team. And if you're going to win, all you got to win by is a field goal, and I win, baby. So Jags get it done in Vegas.
Love it. I'm excited for that pick. And Andy, I believe that's win number 3.
Do you believe in me? I could use a little support.
I mean, the Raiders stink out loud, man.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
How about, we haven't heard a lot of stories about Tom calling Chip Kelly to give him advice anymore.
Yeah, no. It's funny how that works.
Yeah.
It's quieted down when they stink.
Big time.
I don't remember the last time we heard an outward admission that Tom Brady is related to the Raiders.
He's now embarrassed by it.
It's been a while.
Now it's like, oh, hey, I got my Fox newsletter. I'm on TV. Look at all the TV stuff. Don't worry about that thing that I own.
Yep.
So we got the Jags, our first leg of the parlay. Nick Fitzy, Stevens, your pick.
Yes, this week I am going to return to the well. And I know, Dan Ball, that this is a very dangerous premise to go back to the same well that you hit on last week, but it's not the same team. I'm going to take the Los Angeles Ramajamas with Matthew Stafford, inarguably one of the hottest quarterbacks in the NFL. He's got Puka Nacua back, and they have the mother shuckers coming in. That's right. Tyler Shuck is about to get shucked up in his first ever game against the Rams. I will take the Rams to comfortably cover against one of the worst teams in the NFL, giving 14.5.
Yeah, Tyler Shuck playing, the Saints about to tear it apart, Puka Nacua's ankles feeling good, he's good to go, Kyron Williams having a great season. Like, it's all clicking. I think this, for a double-digit spread, I like where this one is at.
Yeah, so, a face full of Jared Verse and Braden Fisk up in his business. As long as you guys are good with it, I'm comfortable with it, too.
We are great with it. So we got the Jags, we got the Rams, and we got Ted Johnson. What's your winner this week?
You know what? So this week, I went with, and I'm glad I got my pick in early so someone didn't steal it. That was good. But I got the Seahawks, the Sunday night game on NBC. The Seahawks taking on the Commanders. Seattle is favored by 2.5. And I'm kind of liking the Seattle team. You look at the stats for one Sam Darnold. It's kind of impressive. He's completing almost 70% of his passes. He's averaging 9.1. per 250 yards a game. He's got 12 TDs, 4 interceptions, only been sacked 9 times, and a rating of 109. He's not that far off from Drake May, and everybody's saying that Drake is an MVP candidate. And then they got a great running back in Kenneth Walker, who's averaging over 4.5 yards per to go along with one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. He's got 50 catches at this point, Jackson Smith and Jigba. He averages 170 yards per game.
He's
catching
so good,
the ball.
Ted.
He's so good. I think Jaden Daniels is back this week, but I just think the Seattle team is legit, man. So I got, 2.5, please. They're going to win by a field goal.
There you go. I like that. We're looking to add to the 7-1 total. And again, weei.com if you want to purchase your own 7-1. I'm pretty good at picking them t-shirts.
Stiz has a guy out back currently making a few of them now.
right. Yeah, we're running out of Sharpies here in the building, but we will get there. Speaking of Stiz, we go back behind the glass for the other three legs of our picks. And Stanley Bruno, what is your pick for this week?
Give me the Steelers.
Wait,
that's
what?
Right. The Steelers plus three. The Colts. The Colts are at the Steelers. Steelers plus three. Now, I was a little concerned after I picked my pick. I found out that the Colts are 7-1. I got a little nervous.
Just found out?
However, after doing some research, here's a little tidbit for you. The Colts have not beat the Steelers at home since 2008. Okay, so I'm feeling good. Give me the Steelers plus three. And like Andy said, I'm going to go with my gut. My record's doing all right so far. So
I can't believe I'm losing to that guy.
We've said that before, and it's still been you. Brian is going out on a limb. And Andy, I want to get your thoughts on this because you said you almost went with this pick before you made yours.
Yep.
The Bills, home dogs against the Chiefs. They are plus 1.5, and Brian Frazoco is taking that one. Why were you almost going to take it?
Well, you know I'm a big Josh Allen fan, and I also think generally the way these games have gone historically is Bills in the regular season, Chiefs in the postseason, which kind of sucks for Bills fans and Josh Allen and company, but that's the way it is, and the Bills aren't dead. You know, we had that little hiccup to the Falcons, but they showed last week that they can still get the job done, and everybody seems like they're suddenly on the Chiefs. There was all those worries early in the year, but now everybody's jumping back on. I think the Chiefs are good. I don't think they're great. I think this is a good game between two teams. You know, give me the Bills.
In my other league, I picked the Bills, too.
Yeah.
Same reason.
How many leagues you got?
Just a couple.
No wonder you're so good at this.
No. Just a couple.
Yeah, no, he's only 7-1 on the one that counts. My pick, I wrestled the Lions away from Ted Johnson. They're 9.5-point favorites against the Vikings. Carson Wentz going on IR. J.J. McCarthy coming back. Does he have it? I don't think so. I think a freshly paid agent, Aiden Hutchinson, is going to have a day against him, and I just don't have a lot of reason for optimism about what this Vikings offense is going to be able to do, and we saw a pretty darn good Lions defensive effort against a good offensive team in the Bucs. So give me the Lions minus 9.5. Our parlay, the Jags, the Rams, the Seahawks, the Lions, the Steelers, and the Bills. The Andy Hart Bank Account Memorial Six-Way Parlay at plus 48.84. $2 wins you 99.68. So you're just a hair under 100.
I like
it. So if you want to mix in an extra leg and anytime touchdown.
I don't need to be doing that.
Bills Chiefs over. I think that's a good, I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, let's just focus on you winning your $2 bet.
Let's try to get a win at some point so I can put it in the Christmas fund. That's our pick six parlay for the week. Week 9, we are due. We are led by Ted Johnson. We are dragged down by me and the mediocrity in the middle. Let's get it done, boys. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for odds and ends. That means we pick the Patriots game. Is it going to be unanimous? We know there's probably going to be a lot of Pats picks, but will it be unanimous, or is there an outlier? Who is that? That's up next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons coming up on Odds and Ends, and it's an odd one when you see who's joining us in studio. It's quite an odd one. Brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. We need to get to our Patriots picks real quick before we cross it all over with Christian Arcand. I'll start. I think the Patriots can control this game. I'm not really worried about it. I think it's not going to be perfect because I don't think they're a perfect, polished team yet. But I think the Patriots control the game from start to finish, 28-17.
Yeah.
I'm feeling pretty good about it. Fitzy.
The Patriots winning, while I have my concerns about them trying to air it out a little too much and wanting to dominate on the ground where the Falcons are not able to stop very much. I was just passed along this stat from our pal Mego, who got it from the NFL Network. In the four regular season matchups in week nine or later since 1970 between the NFL's leader in completion percentage and passer rating, that would be Drake May, and the number one pass defense entering that week, that's the Falcons, the quarterback has won each and every time.
Let's
I
go,
will
Drake.
Take the Patriots 24, Atlanta Falcons 20.
Love it.
Wow, that's I just everything Fitzy just said. I got the exact same score, Patriots 24. I think it's going to be a close game, 20-20. And I think I think the Patriots defense, the worst in giving up big plays. And I think that's what Atlanta feasts on. So I can see that being an issue. I can see them getting down there into the red zone. And the Patriots' red zone defense is the worst in the league. So I can see them getting 20 points. And I just think Drake May is going to overcome the fact that he's going up against the best passing defense in the NFL, and he'll still get his. So I think it's going to be close, but I got Pats winning 24-20 like Fitzy.
Brian Ferzocco has the Patriots winning 24-17. Dan Ball.
I got Patriots 27-17. The Patriots running defense has been historically good, not allowing big games. And we saw what happened with Atlanta when Bijan Robinson isn't allowed to run free when they played. I think it was Miami that blew him out. So, I got them by 10, and I think it's a pretty comfortable feel throughout.
What a homer show this is. We talked to the quarterback. We talked to so it must just – oh, wait, we didn't get to Stiz. Stiz, what's your pick this week?
You guys are all homers. I'm sorry. I know I'm usually the homer, and I agree with Ted. I think this is going to be a close one, and it just Drake May's, perfect game. It just can't continue. It can't. Yeah, it's bound to come to an end. Give me the Falcons 21-14 over your New England Patriots.
You hater. A couple weeks ago, you were talking about getting a Drake May jersey. Now you're picking against Drake May. You're taking Michael Penix Jr. I am so ashamed. But yes. Most of us are on the Patriots. Most of us think they'll control the game, or some of us. Some of us think it'll be tight. And then there's Stiz, who has the Falcons 21-14. And joining us now is, I guess, Christian Arcand.
Hello.
No, that's not Christian.
Hey, how are we doing tonight?
Oh, it's Weird Al.
Hey.
Also, it's Weird Al.
Mistaken for Howard Stern, like young Howard
Stern.
There
is a little Howard Stern.
Yeah, with the whole thing.
Howard Stern with a Hawaiian shirt on.
Yeah, basically, yes, and an accordion, which I will be playing.
Weird Al's
a goat. Playing a little bit of that. I got the whole costume on Amazon. Didn't pay very much. I don't know if you can tell.
Yep. What are you, a paid endorser for Amazon now?
Just saying, it's pretty good. Anyway, we got 1 hour tonight because of the World Series, so we'll have a nice power hour. I have some thoughts on this upcoming matchup and protecting Drake May, because when you think about, and Stevenson being out, I think plays a huge role in this, but when you think about the things the Patriots are doing well, and the things they're not doing so well, and what's more unsustainable, him getting sacked the second most amount of times in the NFL is unsustainable. You can't just keep having that happen. Now, his throwing and success rate under pressure has been fantastic. And I think last year, in a weird way, primed him to be ready to run for his life and still be able to make plays. Like, that was kind of a baptism by fire for that. But I still don't trust that to work all year long. I just think at some point you're playing with fire. The Falcons do have a good defense. So did Cleveland. But, I mean, Cleveland got to him and sacked him a lot. So I'd like to see that maybe get cleaned up a little bit.
Can I ask real quick, what are your thoughts on the Celtics, taking on the 76ers? Are the Celtics, are they all of a sudden this last win, you feel good about them?
I do feel good about them, but I also think the Sixers got something there with that kid. I mean, he's playing his ass off, and they're undefeated. So, you know, that could be a whole new situation, a whole new look for that team. The front court doesn't matter. It's all about the guards now. And, you know, Celtics, they're not the same. Without Holiday, who's doing great in Portland, by the way. I don't know if you saw. He's averaging like 25 a game.
So is Porzingis.
Yeah, when he's there.
20 points a game.
When he's not.
Ted, Ted went through the numbers, the 55-plus points that they shipped out of town.
And Luke Kornet leading the charge there in San Antonio. Yep. Mm-hmm. 8 points a game.
Saying it
he's
that
definitely
way.
The biggest best seven-footer there.
No Absolutely.
By far.
Absolutely.
You see, Wembanyama was doing that thing where he jumps up and like tries to distract him from like 10 feet away.
Oh,
that
no.
Kornet move, you know?
Yeah.
Wembanyama's doing it now.
Luke's. See? Look at what Luke, the impact.
He's an innovator.
He's leading. Speaking of innovators, it's hard for me to take your Patriots analysis seriously right now when I'm looking at Weird Al there.
What do you want from me? Yeah.
That's a little...
One of the great... Awesome. The songbird of my generation.
Do you have a favorite Weird Al song, Arkan?
Yeah. Well, I have a bunch, but my favorite polka medley is Polka Face. I love Albuquerque, Trapped in the Drive-Thru, Fat, and... that's about it. That's
one more, one
and
more
like
minute.
A surgeon,
the ballad
like a
from, yeah, like a surgeon. That's a great song.
One more minute.
And the most underrated comedy from the '80s, UHF.
Love UHF. I should have got the UHF wig, like the fro wig. Yeah. This is more of a, like a Rick James thing I got
movie.
Going on here.
Oh,
UHF,
oh
Weird Al and his friend
so
by a cable network in the '80s, and it's the most hilarious movie of all time.
It. Okay,
definitely watch it. You'll love it.
Ted Johnson's Movie Club just got a new assignment for the professor. And stick around for Christian Arkan, see if he can make it through the whole show with mustache and wig in place.
One segment over under, I'd say.
It looks like it could be annoying. Enjoy the Celtics tonight, the Bruins this weekend. You got the Celtics tomorrow. You got the Patriots on Sunday in a game that Stiz says they're going to lose. Enjoy Halloween. We will be back Patriots Monday with Drake May and Marcus Jones, the new multimillionaire. All that next week. We'll talk to you 2 to 6 on Monday. See ya.
I mean, I love this. I love football. I love
Andy Hart.
That's great.
Congratulations to everyone listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature.
where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Arc Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.